It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Monday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is January 30 of 2023. Hope your weekend was outstanding. Hope your Monday is treating you well. Like usual, an ambitious agenda laid out for today's program. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan and hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure that you also bookmark that website, not just for the stream, but you can get all sorts of local and statewide sports content there. You can get your Waterloo Blackhawks minutes on demand and the latest Iowa High School Athletic Association boys basketball rankings went up on the site earlier today. I'll get to those in the stack here in just a little bit when we get to area sports news and scores, but just a sample. I'm not just saying this for my health, all right? It's a worthwhile stop on the World Wide Web. 1650thefan.com. If you want to join today's show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show your questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear about or from on a future show. By all means, fire away. Send me an email, Cole at 1650thefan.com. Okay, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. News flash, it's going to be cold. It's January. Well, it's almost February, but still. Anyways, John Walters coming up on the show after we hear that forecast from Megan Mulford, the excellent Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice will join us, as he usually does on a Monday, in the second segment of the show. We got to talk about the 1-1 week that was for the Iowa State Cyclones, where they got a big win last Tuesday night at home over fifth-ranked Kansas State, and then really just got pushed around. And I don't know about pushed around, but they were not able to keep pace. That's definitely a fair way to say it. They could not keep up with Missouri on Saturday, and I was pretty surprised to see how that game, the way that game shook out, as what was that, 78-61 was the final of that one. So obviously we'll talk about the Kansas State win and the Mizzou loss when John joins us in the next segment. We'll see if there's any update on Caleb Grill's status. Will he perhaps play tonight against Texas Tech? And also get a preview of the Red Raiders, because Big 12 basketball has gotten the best of them, but they won 11 games out of conference but before getting into league play. So 0-8 the Red Raiders are, but I mean, I'll continue to say it. The Big 12 is the best conference this year in college men's basketball. And at some point, Texas Tech is going to win a league game, and you just don't want to be the team that is that victim. So what are the Cyclones got to do to avoid that tonight in Lubbock? John will tell us when he joins us in about 10 minutes' time here today on the show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and keep talking hoops. Got audio from UNI men's basketball assistant P.J. Hogan. He met the media today at UNI's noon press conference. And, of course, you might be going, well, where was Ben Jacobson? And it usually depends. There was one earlier this year that he had missed for a doctor's appointment for his son, Hunter, who's a walk-on on the team and is in the midst of ACL rehab. But today's absence, other times it's related maybe to recruiting. Today's absence related to senior forward Austin Fife getting that checkup up at Mayo Clinic. If you remember, we had played some of that audio in an exclusive interview I had with Austin a little over a month ago, and he mentioned this appointment at the end of January. And so that's where Coach Jacobson was today, was with Austin up at Mayo Clinic, where the doctors, you know, I'm certain there's more to it, but long story short, he's been on these blood thinners because of blood clotting in his body. And he told us when we spoke to him, if you remember that audio a little over a month ago, like I mentioned, that he's felt much better. He's ramped up his activity. He's still been no contact. He hasn't been feeling the chest tightness that he dealt with all last season that really limited his minutes. But all that being said, it doesn't necessarily mean that he will get taken off of his blood thinning medication, and he cannot play basketball as long as he is on that medication. So hopefully good news for Austin Fife today up there at Mayo Clinic. I'm eager to see what comes of that. But P.J. Hogan met the media today. Some good stuff from Coach Hogan. We'll get you that audio on the Panthers. They had a tough loss on Saturday against an Indiana State team that's backs were absolutely up against the wall. The Sycamores had been the darling of the Missouri Valley Conference. If you rewind about 2.5, 3 weeks, they were leading the Valley. And with their second-year coach, Josh Schertz, and the players that he's brought in, they're playing a style of basketball that's hard to contend with. They get to the rim. They shoot threes. It's an NBA style. It's like a Nick Nurse style. Of course, Nick Nurse, Iowa native, Toronto Raptors coach. And then they just ran into a part of their schedule where they were playing teams that are all in the thick of this eight-team Missouri Valley race. And they just happened to drop five in a row. And if you look at the schedule, you go, well, I mean, those are all good teams. And so their backs were against the wall, and they got out of the corner, is what I would say, on Saturday against the Panthers. They made a few more plays than the Panthers did, 79-71. They get that win. Panthers just a few too many errors in a game like that on the road against a team that's fighting for its life to be able to be one of those top four teams that gets the first-round bye in the new Missouri Valley Conference tournament as a result of going up to 12 teams this year. So we'll hear from Coach Hogan the latest on the Panthers that continue to be just one game back of first place in that Missouri Valley Conference race. And then, of course, yesterday was Championship Sunday. You heard it right here on The Fan. The Eagles roll the 49ers, and, you know, if you heard, you know, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, Jim Rome talk about it, I mean, what didn't happen as far as the 49ers are concerned? Obviously, I mean, what a bummer with Brock Purdy going out there. It sounds like he might have to have Tommy John surgery. So all the best to Brock Purdy on a recovery, whatever it does end up looking like. And then you go to that Chiefs-Bengals game. That was the type of game you expected both of them to be. And, man, that linebacker, that Osai, that pushed Patrick Mahomes when he was out of bounds. I think Rich Eisen had a really good explanation where he just said, hey, it's a really hard game to play. And it's easy for you to say or me to say sitting there on the couch or the recliner. But when you're in the heat of the game, and those games, they always talk about the speed of the game, right? When you hear players go from college to pro, they talk about the speed of the game. And it was on the pregame coverage with our great partner, Westwood One, where I want to say it was Andy Reid goes, you know, the speed of these games, it even goes up. It goes up even more. And so it's not, I'm not making an excuse for this kid, but man, I mean, your heart does kind of break for him. He was sitting over there bawling, you could tell, after the game. And I didn't need CBS to show him as much as they did either. I mean, just show the Chiefs celebrating after you show him maybe once, maybe twice, but my goodness, they just kept going back to him. And then another thing, man, Tony Romo's just, I just find him annoying anymore. I was never crazy about him like so many people were in the first place when he was like predicting plays, you know? But I don't know. It just feels like Romo's kind of winging it. That's the impression I get. I mean, I really could do. I don't know who has the Super Bowl. I should look that up. I hope it's not CBS. All right. Don't want to get too far behind here. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. Following Super Regionals, the field is set for the first sanctioned girls state wrestling tournament. The meet takes place this Thursday and Friday at Extreme Arena in Coralville, and the Metro will be well represented. Cedar Falls qualified 9 wrestlers, Waterloo West qualified 2, and Waterloo East had 1. Listen for reports Thursday and Friday right here on The Fan. Meanwhile, the Cedar Falls boys wrestling team finished 6th at the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet Saturday. Linmar won the meet. Cedar Rapids Prairie was runner-up. Waterloo West was 11th. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released its latest boys basketball rankings. Area schools in the polls include, in Class 4A, Waterloo West is 7th. In 2A, Applington Parkersburg is 4th, and Grundy Center is 8th. And in 1A, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck is 3rd, Dunkerton is 6th, and Wapsie Valley is 10th. The 4th-ranked Iowa State wrestling team held off number 10 Oklahoma State 18-11 yesterday in Ames. It was a tight duel. 9 of 10 matches decided by 6 points or less. The Cyclones trailed 11-8 with 3 matches remaining, but closed with 3 straight wins at 184, 197, and heavyweight to secure Iowa State's first home victory over the Cowboys since 2009. It was Iowa State's 16th straight Big 12 dual victory. Meanwhile, the UNI wrestling team took care of Oklahoma 23-12 in Big 12 action yesterday at McLeod Center. Panthers won 6 of 10 matches, including 2 by major decisions, and a fall by Kyle Biscaglia at 133. UNI now 5-3 overall, 3-2 in the Big 12. It was UNI's 6th straight victory over the Sooners. Chris Murray pumped in 24 points as Iowa defeated Rutgers 93-82 yesterday to sweep the season series against the Scarlet Knights. The Hawkeyes now 13-8 this season, back to 500 at 5-5 in the Big 10. Iowa returns to the court tomorrow night at home against Northwestern. Both Iowa and Iowa State moved up in this week's AP Women's Top 25 College Basketball Rankings. The Hawkeyes up 4 spots, now ranked 6th. Meanwhile, Iowa State up 6 spots, ranked 12th. South Carolina remains the unanimous number 1. Meanwhile, in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll, the Cyclones are down 1 spot to number 13. Purdue is once again top ranked. And that 12th ranked Iowa State men's basketball team, as I mentioned before, in Lubbock, Texas tonight to take on Texas Tech. Tip-off is at 8. Pregame coverage begins at 7 here on The Fan. A win tonight would mean a season sweep for the Cyclones over the Red Raiders. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we'll talk Cyclone hoops. John Walters, play-by-play voice, joins us next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, the fallout from yesterday's loss is a tough one for the 49ers, who lost their 3rd and 4th quarterbacks. Brock Purdy went for test today on his injured elbow and reportedly suffered a torn UCL and will most likely need surgery. He'll miss at least 6 months. Of course, the Eagles and Chiefs vying for the Lombardi Trophy in 13 days, with the Eagles installed as an early 2-point favorite. A day after leaving the Cowboys, Kellen Moore is reportedly joining the Chargers as their new offensive coordinator. Bobby Hull, one of the best goal scorers in NHL history, has passed away at the age of 84. He spent his first 15 seasons with the Blackhawks, where he was a 12-time All-Star, 3-time scoring champ, and a 2-time MVP. Hull was the first player ever to score 50 goals in a season. He also left the Blackhawks in 1972 for the WHA, signing with the Winnipeg Jets and becoming the first million-dollar man in the sport. Purdue is the unanimous number 1 team in this week's AP Top 25, followed by Tennessee, Houston, Alabama, and Arizona. And the Sixers go for their 8th in a row tonight against the Magic. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show, we'll recap Conference Championship Sunday, and Herm Edwards will stop by. It all gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Iowa State basketball is on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan.
February is American Heart Month, and at the Waterloo Career Center, we have students who are fast-tracked to go into the medical profession. Our classrooms include hospital-grade equipment, like an ambulance simulator that provides our EMS learners with the opportunity to train in the most realistic way possible. And our students, well, they're just like Ray.
Hello, my name is Ray, and my goal is to save lives as a paramedic and EMT.
Ray is a senior at Expo and is studying right now to be an emergency medical technician and paramedic. Her bold is saving lives. At the Waterloo Career Center, we offer a collegiate-level academic experience in almost 20 tuition-free programs. We're proud to help Ray and students all over the Cedar Valley do more of what they love and what they do well. Do you have a middle or high school student in your life? What's their bold? Help them find it at the Waterloo Career Center. Give us a call at 319-433-1803. With us, the future is now.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Super Bowl 57 a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs taking down the Bengals 23-20 for the AFC title. The Eagles dominating the 49ers 31-7 in the NFC Championship. Philadelphia opening as a 2-point favorite over Kansas City. The over-under 49.5. Jalen Hurts, the +120 favorite to be named Super Bowl MVP. Patrick Mahomes at +125. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce +900. College basketball, number 12, Iowa State on the road tonight taking on Texas Tech. The Red Raiders winless in conference play at 0-8. The Cyclones a 1.5-point favorite in Lubbock, 128.5 the total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 12 below. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs level off around 16. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, 3 above. Low 20s, Wednesday, upper teens, Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 4 above.
Cole & Company. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM. And on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Iowa State men's basketball coming up tonight. Yes, Monday night Cyclone basketball here on The Fan. Pre-game coverage will begin at 7 of Iowa State taking on Texas Tech in Lubbock. And as we bring in John Walters, who will, of course, have the play-by-play tonight on the Cyclone Radio Network for our usual Monday talk. I was connecting with John over the break, and I go, hey, a little Texas heat has got to do you well, but John, you can report that there is a lack of temperature in Texas right now.
Yeah, I think it's about 25, 26 degrees here right now in Lubbock, and that sounds awful until you realize that when we land in Ames tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be 10 below there. So I got 35 degrees of boost right here, so I guess I won't complain, but yeah, it's cold everywhere, I guess, this week, Cole.
Oh, man. Take what you can get, I suppose. All right, we got plenty to look back on last week for this Iowa State team. So let's just start with Tuesday's big win over number 5, Kansas State. I thought, John, that game was a great example of just how good the Big 12 is. 80-76, Iowa State gets that win. A well-played game by both teams. But it just seemed like maybe perhaps this was the best all-around performance in a season that's had plenty of them for this Iowa State team.
I would agree. I think it was the best game of the season for Iowa State, and it probably one of Kansas State's best games of the season, too. They played very well.
Yeah.
And Iowa State had to keep counterpunching and making shots in order to win that game. And so credit to Kansas State. They're the real deal, and I think they're going to be in it to the end. But I thought that was a high-level college basketball game between two really good teams. And, yeah, very, very entertaining. And Hilton was electric, and it was an awesome, awesome night in Hilton Coliseum.
And hearing you mention, you know, Kansas State's going to be one of these contenders in what is a basically a six-way race, it looks like right now, six-team race for this Big 12 regular season championship. You got three teams at 6-2, which includes Iowa State. You got three teams at 5-3. John, would you have any comfort at this point on who your top two or top three would be to contend? You know, who would you maybe put a dollar on that's not named Iowa State that might be one of the last teams there at the end?
Yeah, it's really hard to say, Cole. I mean, I think the ones that I'm not going to rule out for sure would include Kansas, because every year they go through a mini slump in January. They figure it out in February. They played great against Kentucky the other day. They played a really tough schedule. They have 8 quad one wins, more than anybody in the country. So I'm not going to rule them out ever. It would be foolish to ever rule out Kansas. Kansas State, as I just mentioned, I think they're going to be in it to the end. They've got two of the best players in the league in Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson. So I think they're in it to the end. And I wouldn't rule out Baylor right now either, also, because they are on a real roll right now and starting to figure it out. And they're going to be tough if they can get it all together and really buy into the defensive end of the floor, because they're plenty talented offensively. But if Scott Drew can get them to continue, and I think he's really made some progress in the last couple of weeks on the defensive end of the floor with them, then I think they'll be in it to the end too. So Iowa State, I'm hoping, will be as well. I think they can be. But, man, it's going to be tough. And I haven't even mentioned, you know, Texas and, you know, it's going to be a wild race. It's just going to be a wild race, and buckle up, because TCU has proven they can play with anybody. It's going to be a lot of fun.
John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. All right, let's talk about the loss on Saturday, 78-61. Mizzou just seemed like they were able to put their foot on the gas, and Iowa State just not quite able to catch up with them. I think it was a 9-point game at halftime, and they were just able to build on that lead rather quickly in the second half. What would you put your finger on, John, for how the Tigers were maybe kind of able to ambush the Cyclones on Saturday?
That's a good word for it. They were really good, you know, and they play style defensively that's similar to Iowa State. They really try to get out and pressure you. They'll full court press more than Iowa State, and they lead the nation in steals at over 11 a game, and they got a bunch on Saturday. And, you know, they just beat Iowa State at its own game, kind of, with the pressure, you know, and forcing turnovers and scoring off those turnovers. The other thing they did, they made a ton of threes. I think they had 14 threes. It allowed them, when they were making shots, to set up that pressure and really pick it up against Iowa State. You know, and they just, Iowa State kind of ran into a buzzsaw. I think not having Caleb Grill, and certainly we can't forget that Iowa State doesn't have Jeremiah Williams and Jazz Coons. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's three guys that were probably listed as starters, you know, going into the summer. I mean, those were three guys that were expected to be starters, all that are good ball handlers, you know, that were not available to Iowa State on that night. Against that team, with that pressure, you want every ball handler you can have. So I think that had something to do with it, too. But, man, hats off to Missouri. Very well coached and really got after it on both ends of the floor. And, you know, they played great. And that was a big game for them, a big deal for them, and they got a great win on their home floor.
Yeah, that's one of those games where you may not like it, but you got to tip your cap to them. The Tigers, they had their A-grade stuff on Saturday, and that's a team when they have that, they sure look like they're a tough beat. And, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Caleb Grill. That was something that certainly came to mind watching that game, where just his presence alone, John, what he does just by being a perimeter threat out there for that Iowa State offense, I don't think we can overstate just how important he is to that group. And he brings a lot defensively, but he just makes life easier on the other four guys by nature of him just standing on that end of the court offensively.
No, he does. That does relieve. It allows the driving lanes for Jaron Holmes and for Oshunoshuni and for Gabe Kelcher. It allows those guys to get into the paint a little bit. Paint touches are critical for Iowa State. And, you know, it sounds funny to say it. Well, why would adding one more perimeter guy give you more paint touches? Well, it spreads the floor. It creates space. And offensive basketball is all about creating space, and defensive basketball is all about taking it away. And Iowa State is able to create more space with Caleb Grill on the floor. And then, you know, on the defensive end of the floor, he's terrific. He's Iowa State's best defensive rebounder by far, and it's not even close. And he's also just a scrappy defender who gets after you and helps with Iowa State's ball pressures. So, and the team leader in minutes. So it really hurts to not have him out there. Hopefully he's good to go for tonight against Texas Tech. That'd be great to get him back in the lineup. I think it could really boost Iowa State's chances of getting a win down here in Lubbock.
So we haven't heard anything definitive on whether or not Caleb will play tonight.
No, it's they're hopeful. You know, he was there at the shoot-around today and ready to go, it looks like. So hopefully he'll be a go, but, you know, it depends on how that back reacted probably after that shoot-around. So we'll see. But I'm optimistic that he'll be able to go tonight, and I think that would really help Iowa State's chances in this game.
John, just looking back, maybe doing kind of a two-week audit of this Iowa State team, is there anything that's sticking out to you about this group right now that maybe stands out from what you were watching, you know, 5-6 weeks ago with this team?
Well, it's going to be interesting, Cole, because, you know, as you get Caleb Grill back and then you bring Jazz Coons back, you know, when Jazz got hurt, I don't know that an Iowa State player was playing better than him. He was playing great and contributing in all facets. So, you know, as you get him back, hopefully in the next week or two, really going to strengthen Iowa State's bench. You know, I mean, to all of a sudden, assuming they keep the starting lineup the same, if you bring Jazz off the bench along with Trey King, Robert Jones, Marion Watson, you know, Hassan Ward, you have way more options on your bench, and you can play a lot of different styles with those different guys coming off your bench. So, you know, I think that will really strengthen this team in March if they can keep everybody healthy. And, you know, it is hard to kind of put your finger on because I think there's a lot of ebb and flow to a season. You're definitely not the same team in March that you were in November. But one thing that has been consistent all the way through this season with this Iowa State team is its toughness and its grit. And these guys really have a connectivity. They play together very well. They enjoy playing together. You can see that when you watch them play. Even in the loss at Missouri, it's not like they were, you know, a disjointed team at all. And so I think they're going to be just fine, and I'm excited about the race and what is coming in February because, you know, in January, this is Iowa State's sixth road game in January of their nine games this month.
Wow.
And next month, you know, they're going to play a bunch at home. And so they can get on a nice little roll here and really be a factor in this Big 12 conference race going forward.
You know, thinking about the return of Jazz and Caleb and then having a home-heavy schedule next month, John, you can get maybe those minutes down a little bit. You can get guys sleeping in their own beds a little bit. I like the sound of that before March arrives.
Absolutely. And, I mean, there's still some tough road games. I mean, Iowa State still has to go to Kansas State. They still have to go to Texas. They still have to go to Baylor, you know. There's going to be some very tough road games left on that schedule for sure. West Virginia, they haven't even played yet at all, and they've been playing very well lately. So, you know, there's some challenges ahead, no doubt. But I think this team's up for it, and they never back down from a challenge. They've already had two great road wins in the Big 12 at Oklahoma and at TCU. And if they could find a way to get a win here tonight, they'd be 3-2 in the conference on the road. Mm-hmm. They're undefeated at home. So, just keep doing what you're doing, and I think Iowa State's going to be in a great position going forward.
Let me get you out of here with a scouting report on the Red Raiders tonight, John. Pre-game coverage at 7 here on the Fan, tip-off at 8. Obviously, Big 12 basketball has gotten the best of Texas Tech. They're 0-8 in the league, but they won 11 games out of conference, so at some point they're going to win a Big 12 game. It's just a matter of time. How do the Cyclones avoid being that team?
Yeah, it's a great point. They're a proud program. I mean, they've been to three of the last four Sweet 16s, including a run to the national championship game. Last year, they won 27 games, won 12 games the Big 12. Mark Adams was the Big 12 Coach of the Year. So this is a very proud program with a lot of good players in it. And, man, they're going to be jacked up at home to try to get a big home win. This would be their best win of the season. Amazingly, because they play the soft schedule in the non-conference, they do not have a quad one win or a quad two win yet. So they're desperate. But I would not rule them out of making a run in the second half of the Big 12 Conference and being able to still make the NCAA tournament. I don't think that's impossible to think about when you look at Texas Tech. And I think they were picked third in the preseason poll. So, you know, they've had some injuries, certainly. Pop Isaacs has been hurt. Not sure if he'll be able to go tonight. The big guy, Pardaw, butcher his name now, but I'm not thinking of it, but AMAC, yeah, Pardaw AMAC, he's been hurt, has a foot injury. He's only played in three games, but he was certainly expected to be a big factor for them this season, a much-coveted transfer. So they've had some injuries that have hurt them. They still have Kevin O'Banner, who's a great player. They've got Davion Harmon, who's been around forever as a point guard, really good player. They've got plenty of guys that can shoot the basketball. So, you know, you got to play well. I think Iowa State's going to definitely take their best punch tonight. I mean, it says everything about the Big 12 that you've got a team tied for first going to play a team that's 0-8, and it's a pick'em game. You know, I mean, that tells you just how people understand how difficult road wins are to get in this league. And if Iowa State gets one tonight, people might not realize it if they're casual fans and they just look at the records. But if Iowa State gets one tonight, it's a really, really good win.
Look no further than Vegas to tell you what the best conference is in college men's basketball this season. Great stuff, John. Have a great call tonight. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Cole.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough as always to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, pregame coverage at 7, tip-off at 8, and someone's going to be that team that gives Texas Tech its first Big 12 win, and this Cyclone team being shorthanded. I think you really saw that show up Saturday without Caleb Grill against Mizzou. So great news from John there. At least it seems like great news so far that Caleb Grill was there at the shoot-around and participating, and it's just a matter of, you know, how's that back feel and the cool-down time between shoot-around and getting back up to warm up and get into a game tonight. So hopefully Caleb Grill is back, and hopefully the Cyclones can get another tough road win in the Big 12. You'll hear it right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Then on the other side, we'll keep talking hoops. We'll talk UNI men's basketball. Assistant coach P.J. Hogan met the media earlier today. Got audio from Coach Hogan. We'll get to that next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Radio Iowa Sports, good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with men's college basketball, where the Iowa State Cyclones look for a bounce back tonight as they go on the road to Texas Tech. The Cyclones stepped out of conference, fell on the road at Missouri by the final of 78-61 on Saturday. The Cyclones in a logjam atop the Big 12, tied at 6-2 for the top spot with Kansas State and Texas. Tip-off for the Cyclones and Red Raiders tonight set for 8 o'clock. The Iowa Hawkeyes will be back in action tomorrow night playing host to Northwestern. Iowa yesterday snapped a two-game losing skid, knocking off Rutgers by the final of 93-82. The Drake Bulldogs yesterday picked up a 79-61 victory on the road at Belmont. Drake has now won 3 straight. They'll play host to Northern Iowa on Wednesday. The Panthers on Saturday fell at Indiana State 79-71. By Tim Fisher, Radio Iowa Sports.
Radio Iowa has been on the air for more than 35 years and now boasts more than 80 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Radio Iowa's unique position covering the start of the U.S. caucus and primary season means the next president's road to the White House begins in our house. We have the resources and social media presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at radioiowa.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to thinking about retirement, there's lots to get ready for. But nothing more important than spending time doing the things we love for the ones we love. Because at the end of every journey, a new one is just beginning. So this is for the planners, the forward thinkers, and those ready to explore their wide open future. Our wealth management team is here to give you peace of mind for the best years of your life. Start your tomorrow with help from First Bank today.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-LineStriping.com.
I can't believe she's making me move again. This better be the last time.
Caught in a move? Blue Line Moving and Storage has your back.
Honey, make sure you pack Grandma's china right.
Feeling overwhelmed? Let Blue Line Moving take over. Full service, local, and long distance moving.
If I have to pack one more box, I'm gonna...
Oh, and honey, pack the toilet paper last. It'll be the first thing we need.
Yes, honey.
Well, if I could only find the remote.
Request a free estimate at BlueLineMoving.com. Don't break your back. Let Blue Line Moving and Storage do the work.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for over 25 years, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Cedar Falls Schools wishes all the area athletes the best in postseason play. Educating lifelong learners and caring responsible citizens, Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Rudy's Tacos, that Mexican food place on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, now has queso. Enjoy Rudy's Tacos for lunch or dinner, Tuesday through Saturday.
For garages in all shapes and sizes, call locally owned Action Garage Builders. Get your free estimate and get on the schedule for spring. If you need a garage, you need Action.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And State Farm agent Brad Jacobson in Cedar Falls will help you get the protection you deserve. Call Brad today, 277-4134.
There's a place for you at the W. Live a healthy life by becoming a member or join a class today at the Wartburg Waverly Wellness Center. For more information on what the W has to offer, go to thew-.org.
Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of basketball today, and just got done talking Iowa State men's hoops with play-by-play voice John Walters. If you missed any of it, that'd be a good pregame listen before pregame coverage begins at 7 tonight of Iowa State at Texas Tech. It'll be available in podcast form by the top of the hour at 1650thefan.com. Right now, though, let's talk some UNI men's basketball as the Panthers lost 79-71 at Indiana State on Saturday. The loss was just the second for the Panthers in their last nine games, and after Belmont and Southern Illinois lost this past weekend, UNI still only one game out of first place in the Missouri Valley Conference race. UNI assistant coach P.J. Hogan met the media today and began by looking back on that loss to the Sycamores.
Number one, anytime you go on the road, obviously it's going to be tough. And against a team that has a lot of experience and very talented, and granted, they were coming off some losses, but a very talented team that seemed extremely motivated. And, they did a lot of things right. And we had a couple costly breakdowns, which, when you're playing good teams and you don't execute exactly the way you want, are you going to put yourself in a position that you don't want to be in? But overall, it was a highly competitive, two really good teams competing. I think the thing that we learn and what we'll continue to learn as a group that is still young and is that how important every possession is, and trying to do our job to the best of our ability on every possession at the end of the day is going to allow you to be successful. And especially when you're on the road against good teams, the room for error is so small. And obviously they made a couple more plays than we did, and you know, they were able to walk out of there with the win.
Hearing Coach Hogan talk about, hey, our young team is still learning. We've got an incredibly small margin for error in what's an incredibly tough Missouri Valley Conference race. I asked him, you know, what do you think about how the game slows down? Because that, you know, phrase comes up so often with young teams in any sport. How about the game slowing down physically versus mentally when you think about, you know, looking back on a loss and physical error versus mental error?
Yeah, I think really, especially at, you know, the toughest part when you have some new guys on the team or some young guys playing that, and especially when you're playing an opponent for the first time, you see it probably more so than when you see it the second time around. But, you know, for 3 of our guys, they'd never seen Indiana State before, knew anything about them. So it's a little bit of a on-the-job training, you know, until you get out there and start going against them. You try to prepare and obviously watch as much film as you can, but there's nothing like being out there and seeing it firsthand. So, I think at the end of the day, as you get older, the game slows down because you have experiences. You understand what's going on. Even if coaches haven't talked about something, you can, you know, go back to something that maybe we talked about 3 weeks ago, you know, and guys just pick those type of things up. And, you know, with some, you know, with younger guys, they just don't have those experiences. But what I think what our guys, young guys, are doing is, you know, they're putting in the time that they need to put in terms of film work, on the court stuff, with their position coaches. And they're just trying to play at a high level in terms of how they're bringing the energy every game. And, you know, there's a fine line. You don't want guys overthinking out there, because as soon as they start overthinking, they slow down. And so we just want our guys to go out there and compete. And obviously there's certain things that we're trying to do, scouting report, game plan, to put them in the best position possible. But, you know, Coach talks about it all the time. He wants guys playing with energy, wants them flying around, and try not to think too much. And especially with a young group, I think that's kind of the MO that you want out of your group.
Talking UNI men's basketball on this Monday edition of Colin Company, UNI assistant coach P.J. Hogan met the media earlier today, and one of the things that's cropped up in the Panthers' 2 losses that they have suffered in their last 9 games is struggling to guard the 3-point shot, and Coach Hogan was asked about perimeter defense earlier today.
Obviously, some teams have been making some threes against us lately, but really at the end of the day, it comes down to being able to guard the dribble. And Drake's going to put, you know, make us really sit down and guard. They are really good at getting in the lane, creating offense. They do have guys that can make shots. There's no doubt about it, but it's because they are getting in the lane. And when you're breaking down the majority of the times we're giving up some shots, it's because of dribble penetration. And, you know, so we're going to have to do a great job moving forward, no matter if we're playing Drake or anybody else, of sitting down and guarding the dribble. But it's not always on just one person. You know, we've got it's team defense, and we've got to, you know, set up our help, be in our gaps, understand who we're guarding, and really trying to slow individuals down, because it's not always a one-man job. It's called team defense for a reason, and we've got to be better in those situations. And then some of it's scouting report. Some guys have stepped up and made some shots that hadn't been making them. And sometimes you have to pick your poison. You know, when you're playing against good teams or good players, you know, sometimes you have to help a little bit more in certain areas than others. And if you give up a shot, you know, that's part of it. Throughout the course of 40 minutes, maybe that's what you want. But there's no doubt it's something that we've talked about as a staff, but also with our team, that we have to defend the 3-point line better. And hopefully we can continue to work on that as we move forward. I know it's going to be a point of emphasis for Coach, and something that when we're in film today that we'll talk about specifically.
You heard Coach Hogan allude to it, the Panthers' next opponent, that being the Drake Bulldogs. They'll take them on at Knapp Center in Des Moines on Wednesday night. I want to say that is a 7 o'clock tip. And here is Coach Hogan talking about the Bulldogs. And then also there's a follow-up question because the Bulldogs, Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year candidate, Tucker DeVries, there was a press release that went out not long before their game against Belmont this weekend that he is out for at least four games as he's dealing with an infection on his elbow. So hopefully that that can all get taken care of, and Tucker DeVries ends up just fine because he's having an outstanding year, and certainly the Panthers will be facing a Drake team that's going to operate quite a bit different. But here's the thing. You think, well, Tucker DeVries, their leading point scorer, what does this Drake team look like without him? They went down to Nashville and beat Belmont. I think it was 79-61 was the final of that game. So these Bulldogs, man, don't count them out, even though Tucker DeVries, their leading scorer, is going to be out for the next handful of games. Here's Coach Hogan talking about this matchup.
Well, I mean, obviously they've got a lot of really good players, a lot of guys that have been very successful for a long time. You know, that group seems like they've been there forever. And then, you know, to see what they did yesterday with Tucker being out, them going on the road to Belmont and winning, says a lot about, you know, obviously their staff, their upperclassmen, led by, you know, Penn, Sturts, Wilkins, Brody. I mean, those guys have been through so much and seen so much that, you know, they just hit the ground running at Belmont and never looked back. And, you know, very talented team, a team that plays extremely hard, plays very well together. They've been successful. They know what to expect. So, you know, obviously how they played yesterday was a little bit differently than how they've been playing when Tucker is in the, you know, is playing. So just trying to navigate through, you know, how they're going to attack us. But, you know, really Penn just did a tremendous job of controlling the game last night. Was just tremendous in the pick and roll, being able to find Brody, being able to find his teammates. When you play a team like Drake, they want to play, get out and push it in transition and play fast. And I thought from the get-go, they really attacked Belmont and, you know, really did it for 40 minutes.
How much is different when Tucker's in versus when Tucker's out for Drake?
Well, I just think, you know, they ran some stuff yesterday that they hadn't been running. So that obviously they knew for a few days that Tucker was not going to be playing. So they were prepared. And like I said, their staff does a tremendous job and really had those guys in the spots to be successful. Just some, you know, mismatch type stuff that Tucker brings to the table when you have a player of his caliber, you know, who's able to, who's at 6'6", 6'7", his ability to score from the perimeter, score on the block, creates a lot of tough matchups. And obviously when he's not in the game, you've got to create offense differently. And you saw the ball in Penn's hands. Not that it's not in his hands a lot to begin with, but, you know, he was even more aggressive than maybe he had been. You know, Sturts really upped his game. You know, I think any time, and we all are dealing with injuries at some point in time throughout the course of the season, year, guys have to step up and, you know, you just need a little bit more out of every guy. And, you know, those older guys really did a great job. And Brody inside was dominant, really did a nice job for them as well. So they changed a few things just because of what Tucker can bring to the table when he's out there. But at the end of the day, they do what they do. They do it really well, and they play with a ton of confidence.
Going to be interesting to see how that one plays out Wednesday night as UNI travels to take on Drake and the Bulldogs without their leading scorer, Tucker DeVries. Finally, one more from Coach Hogan today. I asked him, there's this 8-team race for the Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship, and with 12 teams now in the league, it's not the bottom four who have to only play on day one of that Arch Madness tournament in St. Louis. Only the top four get a bye in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament with the way it's set up now. Is that something that you guys as a staff or have talked to your team about? Well, you know, what's the thought on how that dynamic has changed so much?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, somebody had brought it up in the office, you know, having to play four games in 4 days, if you have that opportunity, would be different. And in all honesty, it's something that maybe the staff talks about, but at the end of the day, you know, we need to put ourselves in a position to be playing our best basketball come March. And especially with this young group, like, we just need to take it a day at a time and try to get better today. But it'll be fun. The level of basketball is going to be high, and my guess is no matter how everything falls here over the next 4 or 5 weeks, you could honestly, probably at the end of the day have 10 different teams, 12 different teams that you feel could go on a stretch and win ball games and, put themselves in a position to be in the championship game. So there's a lot that can happen between now and then for everybody, our team included. And, with us, we just want to get better today and see where we're at and then try to do it again tomorrow.
All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL memorable moment in postseason history from Westwood One in lieu of your NFL Network update, and we'll get you Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back and wrap up a Monday edition of the show.
Westwood One presents memorable moments in NFL postseason history.
Super Bowl 34 featured St. Louis and Tennessee. The Rams seemed to be in complete control, leading 16-0 midway through the third quarter. But a pair of Eddie George touchdowns and a field goal tied the game up just before the two-minute warning. Then, two plays later, Kurt Warner's 73-yard touchdown pass to Isaac Bruce put St. Louis back on top. But Steve McNair was unfazed and drove the Titans down to the 10-yard line with 6 seconds left.
Shotgun from McNair. Takes the snap. Throws and is complete to Tyson at the 1-yard line, and he stops short. The clock strikes 0:00. Kevin Dyson caught the ball, and Mike Jones made the tackle at the 1-yard line to preserve a win for the St. Louis Rams in Super Bowl 34.
With another memorable moment in NFL postseason history, I'm Scott Graham, Westwood One Sports.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In the NFL, we're often attracted to big plays and skilled position players. But when you start to break down this weekend's conference title games, the impact of an elite offensive and defensive line was made evident. The Eagles came into the weekend with the third most sacks of all time and an offensive line that was continuously pegged as the best in the league. Philly dominated with consistent pressure on San Francisco and limited the team to just 7 points. The offense was no different. The Eagles had just under 150 yards on the ground and kept San Francisco's ferocious pass rush at bay. A similar scenario played out at Arrowhead. Joe Burrow sacked 5 times on Sunday and was regularly forced to make quick decisions under duress in the loss. Elite skill position players are always going to receive the most attention, but if we learned anything from this weekend, it's that in a league where skill position players are paid millions to be the face of a franchise, the game is still very much won in the trenches. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
You know, I had said I would come back, but I wasn't going to come back if I didn't miss it. And you know, it took me about a couple games to really get the itch back. And then it was about getting my body in a position where I was ready to go. And you know, I think the Michigan State game was the turning point where I was really like, all right, like I'm ready. Like I got to rip the Band-Aid off and get out there. And I'm glad I did. And I'm glad we won.
That was Iowa's Patrick McCaffrey, who returned yesterday after taking an indefinite leave of absence with anxiety. He scored 9 points, hit 3 threes off the bench. Nice to see that yesterday from Patrick. Iowa State men's basketball coming up later tonight here on The Fan. Pregame coverage at 7, tip-off at 8. Cyclones in Lubbock to take on the Red Raiders. So keep your radio locked right here. Have a great night, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.